Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
With Marto and Margo back for 2021. End of the first week of the year. This is a bit of a best-of compilation. If you've just got time to listen to one Big Breakfast podcast, this is the one to listen to. Good job. Don't forget, you can always get in touch with the show 24/7. Text Marto's burner phone 0484 10 1045. It can be traffic, it can be observations, it can be jokes, it can be questions for Marto or Margo. In fact, we might one day do a Marto and Margo Ask Me Anything with questions from the burner phone. So ask whatever you want, 0484 10 1045. Coming up in this best of, Marto really getting high on the Facebook groups, the weird and wonderful Facebook groups that are out in the world. We ask you to call in with your favourite one. A kid at the caravan park where Margo was for a lot of the break raised a huge amount of money collecting cans. She's talking thrifty kids. We also talked to one of the residents at the Westin in the city who had those the quarantine people from international quarantiners just brought into the Westin after a couple of them tested to that UK strain, and none of them were told. So how does he feel about it? What is it like? It's all coming up in this, the Best of the Week podcast, The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo on Triple M.
Marto, I know you're a lover of the social media, as am I. And
Not as much as you, Margo.
I found myself. Well, look, I use Instagram a lot. Yeah. Facebook, I don't get on as much. But
I'm more Facebook
I
guy.
Use it for groups and pages that I am a part of. So like school, the kids' school post a heap of stuff, photos and videos and information. So yeah. I always like to be across all of that as a good parent. I like to be across everything that's happening in my Wiley's sports team. So we've got a little page. So I'm a part of that. I'm a part of a few mothers groups pages, clothing pages, my local Cornubia Life page. I'm a part of that. And I was cleaning out my Facebook the other day because there's a lot of stuff on there that I don't need anymore. Is unwarranted, unnecessary.
What does that mean, cleaning it out?
Oh, just cleaning out like pages, groups, things that you've liked, people that you're friends with that you're not really friends with anymore.
Did you unfriend a few people?
I unfriended a few people.
But you can accidentally join groups and go, that's of no use to me, that group.
Well, this is what I found out, Marto. I've joined groups that I was unaware that I was a part of, and some of them relatively interesting. Obviously, I mentioned those previous ones that I'm involved in. There's the Thermomix group that I'm involved in. Air fryer, sharing recipes, the new Kmart.
Well, you're new to the world of air frying.
Yeah.
So that's probably it. But you don't need to be part of the Thermomix group, do you?
Well, I've got a Thermomix. It's always good to get ideas from other people who are really creative. I mean, I just use mine to make custard and bake things.
So to me, that's silly.
There is use for it for other things like margaritas, for example.
You were at the beach for 4 weeks or so. Why wouldn't you have joined one of my groups like fishing, prawning, crabbing, Southeast Queensland? Now that is a wealth of information. There was a bloke asked last night, is it okay to use cans of tuna for your crab pots? And I thought, yeah, good question. But he was lambasted by people going, you're an idiot. You might as well use chicken carcasses. They're a lot cheaper. That's the sort of group you should be part of.
Maybe I need to be a part of it because I think I had my crab pot stolen while we were away. I'll talk about that with you later.
Oh, my God, I'd love to.
But, Marto, I'm a part of a BMX group.
Why are you part of a BMX group?
Well, I don't like you.
I might have got trolled by them at one point and I might have jumped on.
Are you part of Alfie Langer Deserves a Statue at Suncorp group?
No. Are you?
Yes.
I'm a part of the Bacon Society Appreciation group.
Are you part of Playing Pokies Hints, Tips and Tricks group?
That's Nick Cody's
favourite
one.
No, but I think Nick Cody would have been.
Are you part of the Gold Coast Radar Trap and RBT Locations group?
I am a member of the Woof Lovers Dog Bed and Mat Society.
Hold on, what happened next?
I have no idea. Somehow I'm a part of this group and my request is still pending, but I don't actually ever remember.
What was the question they asked you to join?
I don't know. I don't remember joining it. Marto, you are the worst for it. He pretends like he's never on Facebook, but he's a part of all of these groups that you chose to be a part of. I mean, I'm a part of groups that I didn't even know about, like Bacon Lovers and Wolf Dog
Beds.
What about
Whiting Fishing Lovers, Brisbane, and Keithy Parker? Good on you, Keith. He said last night, wondering if there's yabby beds around the Roy's Road boat ramp. Anyone? Just check this out. Flathead Fishing Australia. Look at those flatheads. They've all got their lizards there and stuff. Who we got on the phone?
Steve from Logan Home. Good morning.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah,
happy
what's, New your, Year, what's your silly Facebook group? You don't even know you. Why are you a part of it?
Well, it's called The Delinquent Side of Pubs Your Dad and Gramps Drank In.
Hold on, let's go. What are they up to?
Well, they post stuff about old pubs and stuff, but they also put some funny stuff on. So,
just photos or old
really
stories?
Photos, funny stories. I'm reading one about how Google have bought Pizza Hut today.
Are you trying to conjure members, Stephen? Are you?
It's not my page. You know I do Marriage Celebrant, Margo.
Are you trying to get Marto to become a member of this page?
I don't mind it.
Absolutely. I think he's got a tonguing for a beer right now.
I am a bit of a pub historian. I've taken tours over the years. So I'd be very interested to talk to you off air a little bit further and look it up, Steve. Thanks, mate.
Luke from Rochdale, 133353. What weird Facebook page are you following?
We run the Southeast Queensland Fish and Prawn and Crab and Mottos.
I love you, Luke.
Royalty.
Welcome to the show. Did you even know I was a member?
No, my brother, my brother sent me a screenshot. He's like, oh, Marto is following us. You like that picture with the old lady with the bolt ons where all the boat money's gone.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, the grandma. That was great.
Yeah. All right. Okay, sorry.
You're way too excited about
this.
You've
got to go. Fishing and crabbing Southeast Queensland, it's silly.
0484101045, text us anytime. Anonymous has texted through. He's a member of the Boomers mistaking the Batuta Advocate for real news.
Now, anyone doesn't know, the Batuta Advocate is satirical. A couple of guys wrote a satirical newspaper, and a lot of people think that the stories are fair.
Well, I did.
Yes, I know.
Am I a boomer, though?
No.
I think I'm a millennial.
Actually, yeah, you are too. And Brad says truck hunting is a page, I should read these first, is a page dedicated to the appreciation of what? Chunky athletes.
You would love that.
That's unreal because the size of your diff depends, yeah, that'll tell you, like Andrew Johns, if you've got a big bum, you've got good power.
Gus. Gus from Thornlands, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Yeah, good. We all follow our local community pages and, you know, the reliable things
if
we're passionate about.
Them ask for a reliable electrician, I'm going to punch them. And a painter.
Who are you following, Gus?
I am fascinated by the Flat Earth podcast page.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
get your tinfoil hat out.
Are they serious, though, Gus?
They are serious. Oh, it is incredible. And I'm fascinated by it because it's like I want them to prove to me that the earth is flat.
Yeah, you want to be convinced.
Yeah. I need to be convinced.
Are they in check shirts with a notepad in their top pocket and a pen?
Any compelling, convincing stories that have really nearly had you at the edge of believing?
No, not one. And I've asked questions. I've posted questions to the page and stuff. You know, like, well, if the Earth is flat, the obvious questions. How does day and night happen? And you know, just some crazy things like that. And no one responds except other people just laughing at my questions, like, and agreeing with my questions. It's brilliant.
Gus, if you're a fan of something like that, you should probably also follow the page 5G is Evil. That'll give you a good giggle.
Oh, sounds good.
Oh, really? But if you want practical applications, everyone, I swear, the Gold Coast Radar Trap and RBT locations. There are people. There's one there at Olsen Avenue Speed Camera Van near the bridge, apparently.
Very helpful.
Thanks, Riley.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Tell you what is, Elsa's back. Last night I kept on watching after the 9 news. I watched ACR and I thought, wonder how they're going. Are they going to change tack? Nope. They're still... Bogan hunting.
How's
I think
Tracy?
Is
she good?
Tracy's still on holidays.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, they got some other girl fronting it. But all right. So they're still up, these sort of people.
When Hervinder bought a block of land 5 years ago, he told the council it was for his dream home. But instead, he plonked down an old caravan and portaloo that's caused a huge stink with his neighbours.
So that's not his dream home?
But that's what you do. If you're going to build your dream home, oftentimes people build a shed first and they live in it while they get the money together and the materials and scrounge like buggery to build their house. And this is obviously what this bloke was planning on doing. But all the neighbours were up him because he just had a dirty old caravan. He had a portal. He had the water hooked up, but unfortunately the waste was just running down
into
the gutter. And that's what happens sometimes.
I mean, normally neighbours, you know, quarrel over fickle things like fences and loud noises
trees and barking dogs. Not portaloos.
Portaloos and caravans.
Anyway, so they've obviously all gone, right, let's write to Tracy at ACA and we'll get some... All right.
Did they get an army of them?
Well, there was. There was a whole street.
No, neighbourhood watch.
They were what I describe as a motley crew. Oh. And then when the camera came time to describe your neighbour.
What type of neighbour is he?
Shocking. Worst neighbour I've ever lived next to.
It looks like a bogan's house. Like someone that just doesn't care.
Sitting out here.
You rude woman. It looks like a bogan.
It looks like a bogan's house.
Bogans didn't your mother teach you never to judge a book by its cover?
Exactly. Bogans have indoor toilets these days.
I have a caravan. I'm not a bogan.
But you've got an inside toilet. Yeah, that's the difference. If you've got a portaloo in your backyard, you're a bogan.
It looks like a bogan's house.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
We were talking about masks before, how they're becoming a bit of a problem for our environment.
Yeah.
Prior to that, it was all about, you know, recycling. You know, the big focus was cans and bottles and make sure you're recycling and doing the right thing. And I've never been very good at it, I must admit.
I'm involved in this. I'll talk about another. It's so good.
I try really hard and I don't put one bin liner in one side of the bin and I do in the other, so I try and separate it. But it just all ends up, everything in every bin. And then I never end up recycling. It's really bad, I know. I'm trying.
Don't get down on yourself, because it's the next generation. Our kids are getting so well educated about this, and it should be taught in schools. And it's a way how these kids make money too. I'm going to talk about this one day, because there's a few mobs around doing the 10 cents a container.
Well, I want to talk about it now, Marto, because I have been inspired. Staying down at the caravan park for 4 weeks, a 13-year-old girl, one of the kids' friends that they've made friends with, she made it her mission to go around and give a plastic bag to everybody in the caravan park and said, anytime you have any cans or bottles, could you please put it in this plastic bag and I will come and collect
Brilliant.
It every day.
Did her parents have a big bin that they could put the plastic
bags? They had big buckets that they would put everything then into. Oh. And by the end of the 4 weeks, she went to the collection centre, handed all her cans and bottles in. Tell me how much money she made in 4 weeks.
Well, hold on. You need 10 cans or bottles to make a dollar. So let's say she got a carton of every caravan. How many caravans there? 50? 100?
300.
300? All right, hold on. Now we're serious. I'm going to say she made $1,500. If you're talking about it, it must be a bit.
Well, that would be amazing. No, $900. But still, $900 in 4 weeks for a 13-year-old kid. That's bloody awesome.
That's wonderful. How many stubbies is that?
And I'm really trying to teach my kids at the moment about saving, because, you know, they want for everything and have everything.
Hold on. That's 9,000 vessels.
And so I said, well, you guys can start saving, because they're talking Apple Watches and, like, expensive things. Like, Wiley wants to save up for a tinny. And I'm like, mate, that's on you. Start saving. And he's like, what can I do? I'm like, start picking all the cans and the bottles out of the bin that I'm not recycling, and you bloody collect them and save up and buy your own.
But do the same thing around your neighbourhood.
Same thing around the neighbourhood.
Go and
I mean,
say,
don't go pillaging through bins and that sort of thing, but
what
maybe a couple of the neighbours on either side of the road and next door go over and say, I'm looking to save some money.
Teach them about investment.
Yeah.
Say, righto, we'll go to Bunnings with Dad and we'll spend $3 on a bin or $4 on a bin. We take it to each of the neighbours. There's buckets there that cost you $6, okay?
Yeah.
Righto, you invest $50 and then you get the people to put their stubbies and bottles and stuff. That's how you make $900.
Yeah, well, stuff for kids. I'm learning how to save at the moment, so I want $900. I'm going to start recycling. This is a great initiative.
But
I
you
love
need
this.
To go somewhere like a caravan park. That's 9,000 drink bottles she got. So that's a big drinking caravan park. That's good.
Well,
that's what you need.
It is the Broadwater and half of Ipswich are there, and
yes.
Logan.
All right. What are you saying? I love it.
Breakfast Triple M.
Mark, I just think about that chat we had with Anthony Albanese, leader of the opposition, a little while ago. It was about an accident. He's driving down in Sydney along, and a Range Rover came across his side of the road head on.
I had a head on. Yeah, no, there was just all of a sudden driving along, there's a Range Rover in front of you. I was very lucky, basically, very lucky. The car's a write-off.
You could have died.
I could have been a write-off. I absolutely thought I was going to at that moment.
A lot of people go through their mind.
Scary.
Could have died. Near misses. You see it on the internet so many times. Trucks just missing things. I'm a cyclist. You go close.
Have you ever nearly died, Marto?
I've been across the bonnet of a couple of cars. When they cut across you, you pull up the brakes, you hit the side of their car, do a somersault, and once I landed on my feet. But I could have died.
You could have died.
Could have died. What about those people avalanched a couple of weeks ago in Japan? I think killed about three or four people. On Facebook, had some friends with. We were there last year.
I lived.
Just dodged it.
I lived and partied pretty hard in New Farm from about 18 to 19. I could have died. I actually should have died.
The best I ever saw. Does anyone remember the World Trade Center when it went down in 2001?
Oh,
Thorpey was there the day before. Could have died.
Could have lost
a day
Torpedo.
Later.
Could have died.
Corey was supposed to go on a football trip to Bali the year of the Bali bombings.
Could have died because he would have been at the
Star. He would have been there.
Could have died. Play it, Dave. Almost nearly died. Remember we did this?
Did you have a almost could have died moment that you want to share with us? We'd love you to.
Hey, listen, we've got a voucher for some tools at CNL for the nearest to death.
Oh, we love CNL.
Or at least the funniest could have died.
Maybe you nearly got killed by a tool.
Oh.
I don't really take that many risks, although my driving can be questionable at times, and I feel some of the passengers in my car may have felt like they nearly died.
How many
died.
Points you got left?
I got 12 back, so I've got 12
you
to burn.
You had none for a while there, though. Hold on.
I don't think that's how
Actually,
it works.
Actually, I got 11 to burn.
Often
I just need one.
Often you live through something and you look back and go, Christ, I could have died there. Yeah, we stayed calm while the trouble was going down, but could have died. It happens all the time, especially over holidays. Yeah. That's when you're most reckless.
We want to hear your stories. Dylan from Red Hills called through on 133353. Don't forget Marto's burner phone too, 0484101045.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good Dylan. Mate. Did you almost nearly die?
Yeah, so the boys and I were out on the sunny coast fishing in the Murrurundi River. You know, skies were clear, forecast looked good, good day for some fishing. And, well, we get out, and about an hour or so in, the clouds are rolling over, it starts getting a bit raining and everything. And then shortly, not long after, the storm rolls in. We get lightning bolts. We're behind this island getting some cover.
Yeah.
And sure enough, a bolt strikes about 30 or so feet away from the boat.
Oh, how did everyone go?
You could literally feel it coursing through you, and we all felt it was like far out. That was close call.
We just almost nearly died.
Dylan, that's a beauty. And the young boys, they'll talk about that forever. Love it. What about Ian from Windsor. Hi, Ian.
Hello.
Yeah, what was the situation?
I was in a little town in New South Wales unloading just before Christmas in 2016. I was unloading my trailers to come home back to Brisbane.
Okay.
And I was carrying a substantial piece of machinery, which was broken up into several parts.
Mm. Yeah.
And someone undid a strap without my permission or without me checking the load, and 250 kilos of machinery fell off the trailer, hitting me in the head and crushing me underneath it. I've got, acquired brain injury. I'm not allowed to drive anymore. I've got crushed ankle. And
oh, Ian, this is
Jesus.
Serious.
Yeah, the doctor, I tell you what, when I was in hospital for nigh on 3 months, and the doctor that was looking after me took great pleasure in telling me every day that I could have been killed.
Does that help your spirit when your doctor keeps saying that?
I actually said to him, yeah, mate, I'm aware of it.
I'm in hospital.
When they shake their head and go, you're a medical miracle. Well, you're one. Can I bring some students over to look at you?
Yeah, sure, mate. Not a problem. I've just had another operation. This is number 13 on my ankle to try to repair it.
Oh, Jesus. Does it give you perspective on life?
At the moment if they want to have a look.
Sorry, Ian. Does it give you perspective on life? You know, like, do you do things differently now knowing that you may possibly could not have been here today?
Oh, God, yeah. 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 Oh, look, I served 32 years in the military, and everything gives me a perspective on life.
Well, have a listen to this one, Ian, while you're there. Tom, he's on the burner phone. I was working on a gas plant in Darwin in a trench 2 metres deep, you're right? And the excavator driver slewed the machine over the trench. The bucket came off the machine. Must have had the pin out of it or something. Landed beside my door another 2 inches.
Gone.
Almost nearly died. Jesus, Tom. Can we go out with one more?
Yeah, Dave from Carbrook, 133353. What happened?
Hi, guys. It was many years ago. I was about 12. We were on a camping trip with the family. It was me and a mate of mine. We were upriver having a bit of fun with a few of the local girls, and they're a bit older. And then their boyfriends decided to rock up.
Oh, no.
It's on.
So Mick and I, at the age of 12, we've got these 16-year-old kids that we think are going to kill us. So we've legged it. We're out of there. We've gone flying across this paddock. We've jumped the fence with these two kids chasing us. And when we jumped the fence, we turned around and we wondered why these kids just stopped chasing us and just stood there. And it wasn't until about 30 seconds later, when we're walking back to our camp, that we saw this bull. And all of a sudden, we've got this bull chasing us down.
Oh, no.
We're off through this paddock, and we've jumped another fence to get out of the paddock. And when we got back to camp, it was then that we realised that with all the commotion and the adrenaline and all the garbage going on, our feet were just absolutely chockers full of these thistles.
Oh.
Couldn't care less, could you?
Yeah, we did not even feel them. We were running about probably 3 days.
Adrenaline.
Trying to pull all these little thistles out of our feet.
You could have died. Almost died and learned a good lesson, though. Stay away from older women.
Hey, Dave, we're going to give you a $100 C&L Tools voucher. C&L Tools Banyo, where you want to buy tools, not talk to one. CLToolCentre.com.au.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
2021. We're into it. Right. We're 2 weeks in. It's been a bit of a schmozzle so far with masks and lockdowns and all sorts of things. And I don't normally set New Year's resolutions, but I named it something else this year just so that I didn't set New Year's resolutions. I had intentions for the year, things that I wanted to do. I wanted to eat and be healthier. At some stage down the track, I might throw some exercise in. But I thought if I get my food in check.
They're general. Anyone will tell you if you're trying to achieve something, specific goals, love.
Well, my specific goal, Marto, is to buy a jet ski by the end of the year for Christmas.
When we go
down the Gold Coast for 4 weeks.
Losing 7 kilograms? No, buy a jet ski.
Yeah, well, that's more long term because Corey refuses to get one. We've got a little tinny that the kids tube off the back of, and they love it.
That's better than a tinny. Your boat is better than a tinny. You've just had a paint job done.
It's a big tinny.
Yeah.
It's a big little tinny. Anyway, it's a cute little boat and the kids love it. But I can't go and wave jump out in the broad water.
You can't.
Or
do donuts.
Marto. I can't do donuts and squirt people as I ride past them on the beach.
Oh, God. That's not what life is all about. Well, it is, isn't it, for you?
For me, it is. I really would like a jet ski. And we were at the beach over the Christmas holidays and, you know, we had our little boat there and other people in the caravan park had their boats and their jet skis and, you know, everyone shares. It's sharing is caring there. It's a community.
Everybody chips in.
And some of our friends, they have 2 jet skis. So every now and then he'd let me have a little bit of a strap on it and I'd take it out.
Yeah.
And I have a bit of fun and hoon around. And I come in off the beach one and I said to Corey, if you don't buy me a jet ski, I'm going to buy myself a jet ski. And so I set myself intentions to put a little bit of money aside every month out of my pay.
Okay.
And I'm going to buy myself a jet ski. Hopefully have enough by the end of it or at least maybe half. You know, when kids are saving for a car and their parents go, if you save half, I'll save half. Yeah, I'm hoping that maybe if I show enough effort and save half that Corey might go, okay, look, you've done a really good job.
Didn't you say you've already failed? Isn't that the...
Well, yeah, I failed yesterday. Oh. So I said... with my new intention for saving that I wasn't going to buy anything new clothing wise.
You did say that
this
yesterday.
Year. But my birthday is this weekend.
Oh God, hold on.
And I bought a dress at
the
end.
That's only 4 times today that you've mentioned it. That's pretty good.
I bought a dress last year. I ordered it online and it turned up on Friday and it doesn't fit.
Oh.
And so because we were in lockdown, I couldn't return it. And then they won't send me a new one until I send that one back. So therefore, 2 days out from my birthday, I don't have a dress to wear. Yeah. So I had to buy one. So I feel like that's duly justified to say that doesn't really count.
Well, that's
for this month. Yeah. Is that right?
Well, that's less of the jet ski you can achieve. But surely you've got other dresses.
But it's themed, my birthday party, as you know. I'm sure you've gone and bought something appropriate. Tropical Luxe, Marto.
hold on, stop. Dave, just stop talking for a minute. Dave and I have a chat. What do you think Tropical Luxe means? I saw that on the invite and Kath said, what
floral,
is that? And
I said,
you just got to wear some flowers.
No, it's not floral. Otherwise, I would have said floral or spring vibes. I said Tropical Luxe. It's like poolside, cabana, palm trees, coconuts, pineapples, you know, like what? Tropical.
So nothing you already had in your wardrobe. You had
I didn't
to get
have
something
anything.
Okay. You you have so
something.
Much leopard in your wardrobe that you haven't got room for.
But Corey said that that cancelled because I bought a dress. It cancelled out the fact that I said that I would save for a jet ski and buy nothing new.
You're
but
like
I,
a smoker who gives up smoking and on the 3rd of January, I see you firing up a camel.
Oh, if anyone doesn't know a camel, I think it's a cigarette. Oh. I'm like a Marlboro or whatever. You've given up.
I failed.
Now that we've put it out there, we might check in throughout the year to see how your jet ski fund is going.
Mm. Are you it's after like...
So far, not good.
No, so far,
are you looking for a bloke who has a jet ski that was broken all over Christmas and I'll probably send it to my jet ski guy and then it'll be available for sale?
Yeah, on Gumtree, Facebook Marketplace. I'm looking already. Don't worry. Eyes appealed.
I'm keen to get rid of mine, that's all. And it's a beauty. It's only about 12 years old. Blows a little bit of smoke.
Deal done.
Come on.
Big
you
breakfast.
Can have all the dresses you want and a jet
much?
Ski.
How much?
Oh, no, I don't lock into anything. I've got to speak to my man.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Hey, the confusion and question marks continue over the quarantine cluster, well, the cluster of COVID cases and UK COVID clusters at the Grand Chancellor Hotel at Spring Hill. A lot of people would have seen the vision from two nights ago when they moved them all out via Ambos and they've moved them to the Western Hotel, Westin, which is down in Mary Street. Our former co-host Nick Cody stayed there for 14 days when he had to quarantine last year.
Yeah.
And quite simply, it looks fabulous from the outside. And I've been there. I delivered some stuff to him, took him an Esky and some weights, so I know the operation. But I didn't realise there's residential, permanent residential apartments attached to the same hotel. It's called Merry Lane. And I tell you what, they've blown up. The residents are there going, hold on, what do you think? We're full-timers. We live here and you're bringing these people here. It seems to be a real harebrained scheme.
Well, a lot of them are worried that they're now going to be exposed to the risk of being in lockdown and contracting coronavirus. And one of those
the
permanent
UK strain.
Yeah, one of those permanent residents who joins us on the phone now, Adam Leishman. Good morning.
Morning. How are you? Well,
yeah, good mate.
When's the first you heard that there was a few international quarantine people moving into your residence?
Well, they've been doing it for 9 months, so that we've had, you know, we've had quarantine situation going on here for a long time now. But certainly, the other day when they moved the Grand Chancellor ones, and we walked straight into sort of, you know, cops, ambulance, army people as they were bringing them through. In front of us was surprisingly different.
I mean, the figures are still uncertain, but they're saying that this UK strain is 70% more potent than the strain that we currently had. Is that your concern, Adam, that now you're going to be exposed to a stronger strain of the coronavirus?
That's all right. That's exactly right. I mean, they're saying that they're still investigating what went wrong at the Grand Chancellor.
No.
And in the meantime, they've moved it out of that hotel into another hotel where there's permanent residents. There's shared access points.
Are there shared? Is it a shared foyer, shared lifts?
No, but the area in front of the two entrances is shared. So you can't get in and out of the building without walking past Western Valet staff and crossing the path of, you know, the entrance to the hotel. So the driveway is shared, and on top of the Western hotel, they also look after two of the rooms in the private residences as well. And so there's occasionally Western staff in our lifts. So
there's changeover.
There's a fair bit of crossover, and Queensland Health keeps saying no, there's no crossover, there's no shared spaces. I'd love for them to come down and have a look for themselves because I think they're operating on some misinformation.
They're bureaucrats. They won't be leaving their desk. Sorry, Adam.
So does that mean that they're using separate entities for cleaners and security to monitor those rooms that are being quarantined that are different to the cleaners that are used in the rest of the building?
Have no idea.
Well, you'd like to hope so.
We don't get told... we don't get told a lot. We don't get told anything.
Yeah. Is that the most frustrating part, Adam, just not being aware?
Oh, absolutely. Over the last few months, I've probably been stopped from entering or leaving the building 20 or 30 times. It'd be nice to know when that's going to be. You know, if I'm about to go walk down the road to get, you know, go shopping, or certainly the return. It's the return from shopping where you get stopped in the street for 15 minutes. Because, you know, they're doing a, you know, an intake of guests.
People entering, and they've got to be safe and keep you away. Now, have you discussed this with the other, any of the other permanent residents? Is there anything you can do? Because it just seems ridiculous.
Yeah, the problem is it's under the control of Queensland Health, and so I don't want to argue with the police when they tell me. And I, you know, they say, look, you can't enter at the moment. I go, yeah, but I live here. And they go, no, that's the direction. I leave it there. I'm a bit of a conformist, so I'll raise my concerns, but I'm not going to stand there and argue with a man doing his job.
Mate, I hope someone's heard your voice this morning. They might make a little bit of a change. They're talking about sending them out to mining camps, so maybe your wish might come true. Adam, thanks for the chat this morning, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town. Triple M.